More bodies recovered from the Java Sea.
Three victims were handed back to their families.
Remembering former Governor Mario Cuomo.
The last and sort of great liberal voices in New York and across the country.
An early spike in flu cases.
There's kind of a double whammy this year.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The weather's still iffy. But searchers continue to look for more bodies and more wreckage from AirAsia Flight 8501. CBS's Alan Pizzi is in Surabaya, Indonesia.
Three more bodies retrieved from the sea after the Indonesian airline crash have been identified and are being handed back to the families. They were identified using dental records and fingerprints and, in one case, clothing.
30 bodies have been recovered so far. The search area has been narrowed down.
An area of about 8,000 square miles is being searched for bodies and wreckage, but the main search is focused down to a considerably smaller area, about 12% of that total area, where they think the main body of the fuselage might be. If they find that, they'll find the black boxes.
Former New York Governor Mario Cuomo has died after heart trouble at age 82. Many remember him as a man of principle who stood up for what he believed in. New York Times reporter Adam Nagurny.
Mario Cuomo really represented a kind of liberal view of politics that was very strong in New York at the time and is not so much anymore today.
While New Yorkers knew him well, the rest of the country learned more about him in 1984. CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter.
His rhetorical skills stirred the Democratic Party at its 1984 convention.
There are elderly people who tremble in the basements of the houses there. And there are people who sleep in the city streets in the gutter.
The 82-year-old Cuomo was a three-term governor of New York, and his death came on the same day his son Andrew was sworn into a second term as New York governor.
Cuomo was a liberal's liberal.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato.
People in the Democratic Party particularly think about the stars that they have watched shoot across the sky. Mario Cuomo almost always comes up.
Cuomo had been ill for some time. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Try doing an online search for the flu. You'll find reports from coast to coast showing hospitals and especially emergency rooms dealing with a flu season that's been much worse than expected. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
The CDC is saying, look, definitely get immunization. On top of that, the CDC is recommending that if you get flu-like symptoms, talk to your doctor right away, especially if you're elderly, because if you do have the flu and you take the antivirals Relenza or Tamiflu within 48 hours, your odds of getting a serious complication can go down. That's hospitalization and even death.
A newly released study says most kinds of cancers are due to one factor, just plain bad luck. One example from Carol Sikora. He ran the World Health Organization's cancer program.
There's nothing you can do to prevent yourself getting pancreatic cancer. No one's ever demonstrated that. And this is borne out in this study.
The Johns Hopkins research found that the major causes of cancer are genetic mutations that evolve when cells divide. In other words, some cancers just happen. But doctors say we can reduce the risk by not smoking, drinking, and by watching our weight. Breast and prostate cancers were not part of the research published in the Journal of Science. As 2015 trading gets underway, investors wonder if Wall Street will continue the 2014 trend of rising stock prices. Yahoo Finance senior columnist Michael Santoli says some things will stay constant.
Most of the fundamentals, which is kind of slow and steady U.S. growth anyway, very, very profitable companies, which has encouraged investors to throw money at stocks, and also very low interest rates, plentiful money among investors. Those things remain in place, but of course it is good to keep in mind. The market's been going up for 5.5 years.
Before the opening bell, S&P futures are up 8. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, technology can lead to amazing spectacles, but it can also bring the possibility of turning some of our favorite experiences into memories.
We hit the point where if we didn't convert to digital, we wouldn't be able to show films anymore because they're not producing them on 35 millimeter anymore.
The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for a Chapel Hill woman, 18-year-old Tamara Nicole Finnerson. And as the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carbrill traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. UNC football makes a major hire as its new defensive coordinator, at least according to one report from ESPN. And
It was the Big Ten that saved the ACC from ultimate embarrassment.
That's this morning in Art Shansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning, 8:05 and 45 degrees. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL Friday Morning News. Technology can lead to amazing spectacles, but it also brings the possibility of turning some of our favorite experiences into memories. WCHL's Blake Hodge has details.
The Varsity Theater, with its historic marquee, has been a staple of downtown Chapel Hill for over 50 years. But technological advancements in movie making have threatened the future of the Franklin Street Cinema. Paul Shureshin owns the Varsity Theater. He says that the theater needs major upgrades because of a transformation in the movie-making process.
We hit the point where if we didn't convert to digital, we wouldn't be able to show films anymore because they're not producing them on 35mm anymore.
Now that problem and some helpful ideas from the Downtown Partnership resulted in a Kickstarter page to help the Varsity with the renovation cost.
We did a blast campaign during the Chapel Hill Parade. We put the initial word out. Then it was kicked off the following Thursday. And then we just basically had a major email blast to folks that subscribe to our newsletter and just emails like that. And that was done through the Downtown Partnership. And that did a big bulk of the front end.
With the goal of raising $50,000, Shureshin says they are well on their way.
So far, it's been great. We're over 50%. I think we're around $27,000 right now.
They settled on that $50,000 number because, based off of estimates, that's how much it will cost to convert one screen from 35mm to digital. Shureshin says that they have special offerings for anyone who wants to donate to their campaign, including concessions items, movie tickets, and T-shirts. And, of course, the more money you give, the more you get.
We have a golden ticket where it's free movies for a year, and we've had the golden ticket. We've used that for other promotional things, so that's been one that people have grabbed.
Shureshin says that any money that is raised over their $50,000 goal will go toward converting the second theater at the Varsity, and he adds that they have been overwhelmed by the support from the community.
We really thank the community, obviously, from the Kickstarter for the donations, but just sort of the positive feedback that we've gotten. We introduced it at the parade. People were all over it. They were behind us. It was a nice, positive feel to get to that.
As of January 1st, the Varsity Kickstarter had over 450 backers, totaling over $30,000 in donations, with just over 40 days remaining in their campaign. Now you can help the Varsity Theater convert from 35mm to digital and get some great offerings by visiting Kickstarter.com, searching Varsity Theater, and then donating. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for a Chapel Hill woman, 18-year-old Tamara Nicole Fennerson. Tamara Fennerson is African-American, 5'4" tall and 200 pounds, with short black hair and brown eyes. She was last seen leaving UNC hospitals at around 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. She was wearing blue leggings, a navy blue jacket with white collar and cuffs, and gray, red, and black Nike sneakers. You can find a picture of Tamara Fennerson on our website at chapelboro.com. If you have any information about her whereabouts, please contact the Chapel Hill Police Department at 919-968-2760 or Orange County Communications at 919-732-5063. You can also call 911. Well, 2014 has come and gone. 2015 is roughly 32 hours old, and we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. During the next week, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. And that continues today with number 6 on our list of the top 10 news stories. 2014 saw the election of a new sheriff, the start of a new era of law enforcement in Orange County. And as it happens, that came at a time when millions across the country rose up to demand a new era of law enforcement nationwide. That voice found a home in Chapel Hill as well. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports on our number six story of the year, the local response to the events of Ferguson, Missouri.
Black Lives Matter!
Those are the voices of hundreds of UNC students gathered in the pit in December, not long after a Missouri grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Just one of many demonstrations that took place in our community, from UNC to the high schools to Peace and Justice Plaza and even on Franklin Street itself. And, of course, it wasn't just Ferguson. After yet another grand jury in New York returned a no indictment for a police officer accused in the choking death of Eric Garner, communities across America, including our own, saw an outpouring of frustration over what demonstrators described as justice too long denied.
It was just a very somber and real moment. You saw their pain on their faces.
They think people don't care. They think we're complacent with them telling us that black bodies don't matter. And we're saying that they do. We care. Something needs to be done about it.
People need to hear these stories. Planting seeds around here, like, these need to get into people's minds. Tell them why we feel like this.
When we're being slapped in the face, don't expect us to just take it.
I'm not justifying the destruction of private property, but I definitely damn sure understand where they're coming from.
No violence in Chapel Hill, but as tensions rose across the nation, many police departments chose to confront demonstrators with riot gear, tear gas, and even military surplus vehicles, sparking an entirely different round of concerns about the apparent militarization of civilian police. Those concerns were echoed locally, especially after a New York Times report suggesting that law enforcement agencies in Orange County had acquired six military surplus vehicles, more than any other county in the state. That report turned out to be erroneous, but it sparked enough worry that Chapel Hill and Carrboro police each held public forums to show people where they stood on the matter. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue.
I am not a gun lover. I carry one for a living. I also respect your right to carry as many as you want, as long as that's legal to do that. But I will say this, I send men and women out into the street to encounter people who may have 50 of those 300 million guns in the backseat of their car.
There are a lot of issues here, and none of them have been resolved. Local police are being proactive about the use of body cameras, and they're committed to community policing as a high priority, but there are still lingering concerns about the diversity of our local police and serious concerns that people of color in our community are far more likely to be pulled over, searched, suspected, and arrested. It's our number six story of the year this year. There's a good chance it'll be a top story next year as well. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As for WCHL's number six newsmaker of the year, Charles Blackwood took the oath of office in December to become Orange County's first new sheriff in more than three decades. WCHL's Elizabeth Brent has more.
Charles Blackwood was elected Orange County's new sheriff this year after beating five challengers in two primaries and the general election. Blackwood takes the reins from Lindy Pendergrass, who stepped down after 32 years. Though he's worked his way up the ranks in the sheriff's department, Blackwood says there's still more to learn as top lawman.
I've got a community that's supportive of me. I've got some really well-trained people that I can call on to offer great advice to me.
He hopes to change the culture of the department and foster a customer service approach to law enforcement.
The customer service prong of what we're trying to accomplish in taking it to that next level is critical. We have embraced the Disney philosophy, which is to the moon, and that starts at the front door.
Blackwood says connecting with the community is the key to good police work.
The first start is to remind the troops that it's not our agency. It belongs to the voters and the citizens of the county. And we have to echo that message to the residents of the county. We have to be responsive to their needs, not those that we feel are their needs.
Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout next week as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year. And be on the watch for our annual Year in Review special that will air throughout the next couple of weeks. A small-town attorney who's lived most of his life near the South Carolina line is poised to become one of North Carolina's most powerful politicians. Republican Tim Moore of Kings Mountain is likely to become House Speaker when the entire chamber elects officers January 14th. He's the GOP nominee. Republicans hold 74 of the House's 120 seats. Moore never has been too far from North Carolina politics, from putting up campaign placards as a teenager to becoming student Congress Speaker at UNC Chapel Hill in the early 1990s. He served on the UNC Board of Governors and joined the House in 2003. Moore greatly expanded his influence 4 years ago when he became Speaker Tom Tillis's Rules Committee chairman. Tillis enters the U.S. Senate next week. The ninth-ranked UNC women's basketball team, 12-1 on the season, wraps up its non-conference slate this afternoon with a 2 o'clock tip-off at Carmichael Arena against 8-6 East Tennessee State. The Tar Heels are soldiering on without one of their most impactful players, Zelina McDaniel, who has likely been lost for the rest of the season due to a serious lower right leg injury sustained in the December 21st game against Elon. The 2013 ACC Freshman of the Year was also a preseason All-ACC selection this year, but Carolina will now need team leaders like Alicia Gray and Stephanie Mavunga to shoulder more of the load going forward. Today's opponent, the Buccaneers, out of Johnson City, Tennessee, will be hoping to use their sharpshooter, Tiana Tarter, to spring an upset. Tarter averaging 12.8 points per game and knocks 44% of her three-point attempts down. Meanwhile, the Tar Heels will hope to replicate Tuesday's balanced scoring in a victory over Albany that saw Jessica Washington, Gray, and Mavunga all tally in double figures. Today's contest against East Tennessee State serves as UNC's final non-conference tune-up before ACC action begins on Sunday against rival NC State. Now, you can see and hear today's contest with UNC and East Tennessee State at 2 o'clock on GoHeels.com. Walter Storholt will have the play-by-play coverage. You can hear it and you can see it once again on GoHeels.com. Right now, it is 8:16 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. And it's time now for traffic, and this report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And with the report, we're going to go to Nikki Morris. Nikki?
Thanks, Jeff. Not much going on the roadways. Matter of fact, it's pretty light. Of course, we had the holidays, so a lot of people taking the four-day weekend. If you're traveling on 86 approaching I-40 this morning, we're looking at traffic moving very well approaching the 40 access. Once you get on 40 eastbound, looks like a clear shot all the way into RTP, or if you have a flight this morning through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you very much, Nikki. And this report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day, guaranteed to taste great. It's Cruisers, good to go. WCHL weather is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. For today, cloudy skies, slight chance of rain for this afternoon, highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely, mainly overnight. Lows will be around 40. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-40s. For tomorrow night, cloudy, 40% chance of showers. Areas of fog as well, lows in the mid-40s. Temperature rising into the lower 50s overnight. And then for Sunday, again, a cloudy day. So we're going to have a cloudy and rainy weekend. Chance of showers in the morning as well. And we're expecting scattered thunderstorms as well in the afternoon. It's going to be much warmer, however, and windy at times with highs in the upper 60s. Right now it is 45 outside here on 97.9 FM WCHL. And this report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Right now it is 8:18 on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz. Are you concerned about policing here in your local community? Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Carrboro Police Chief Walter Horton will be in attendance coming up tomorrow, answering questions at the monthly meeting of the Orange County NAACP. The meeting will begin at noon at the Rogers Road Community Center, located at 101 Edgar Street in Northern Chapel Hill. And registration begins on Monday for Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation's Winter Spring Programs. If you're an Orange County resident, head online to townofchapelhill.org/register or visit the Chapel Hill or Hargraves Community Centers the Homestead Aquatic Center, or the Parks and Recreation Administrative Office. For non-residents, registration begins on Monday, January the 19th. That's Martin Luther King Day, but the Homestead Aquatic Center and the website will both be open that day. Right now, it is 8:20 on the dot here on 97.9 FM WCHL. And throughout the morning, we have talked about UNC getting ready to start its conference campaign tomorrow in men's basketball. They will go up against the Clemson Tigers. And joining us now from ESPN, it is C.L. Brown. You can look up C.L. on ESPN and also on Twitter at C.L. Brown ESPN. C.L. Brown, how are you, sir? This is a pleasure.
Hey, doing well. Good to hear from you today.
Well, it's good to hear from you. So where does Carolina need to improve the most to make a run at an ACC regular season championship in 2015?
Well, one of the things the players were saying after their win against William & Mary is their consistency. When you look at the first 13 games this non-conference season, the head-scratching games were the Butler loss and the Iowa loss. Butler because they got out-rebounded so bad, and I think they kind of sleptwalked through the early parts of that game, and Iowa because it was at home and they had so much trouble shooting. But I think when they bring that effort and they come out and take care of business kind of the way that they did against Ohio State and Chicago, if they could play with that consistent energy, then I think they'll be okay in ACC play. I think they'll be a team that can contend for the title. The thing about the ACC this year is it's so heavy at the top with Virginia, Duke, and the newcomer this year, Louisville, all pretty much, in that top tier of teams you could see winning the title this year.
Looking at how intense Roy Williams was the other night in the game against William & Mary. I'll ask you this. I asked this to Eric Montrose the other day. Does Roy seem more intense to you this year?
I wouldn't say any more intense. I would say that he hasn't lost any of his intensity. I would put it like that. A lot of times players who've played for him in the past, kind of look at him as older and more mellow now. But I don't really think that's the case. When he has to get them fired up, and really when he slammed his jacket, took off his jacket and got the technical in the game against William & Mary, that's when the Smith Center came to life. Up until that point, it was kind of, people were clapping and cheering, but they weren't really into it. And seeing Roy get fired up like that, that kind of ignited the team and the crowd. People rose to their feet. The noise level increased. Everything went up a notch. So I think he might file that away and use that again at some point when he feels like they need, they need some kind of injection of enthusiasm or intensity.
Well, considering this conference slate that Carolina has coming up at home, Notre Dame, Louisville, then you have Florida State coming up just around the corner, and, of course, the games against NC State and Duke, I don't think there are going to be very many sleepy crowds, at least to start the game, like there were against William & Mary and UAB. C.L. Brown joining us here this morning to preview UNC's ACC conference campaign here on the WCHL Morning News. Of course, you can look at C.L. Brown's work on ESPN.com. C.L., who do you see as the most pivotal player to UNC's success outside of Marcus Paige?
This is probably going to come as a surprise to people, but I would say probably like Justin Jackson or a Nate Britt even. And I say those two guys because I feel like, all year we've kind of been talking about does Carolina have another perimeter shooter, another consistent three-point shooter outside of Paige? And Jackson so far has kind of struggled. I mean, we hear about how well he shoots it in practice. But now he's, he was 0 for 4 against William & Mary, and his shooting percentage is dipped, I think, to right around 20% from the three-point line. If he can get those numbers up, if he can, shoot the way we hear he shoots in practice, that would bode well. And Nate Britt, I mean, for somebody who basically totally switched the way he shoots, I mean, last year he was shooting left-handed, and over the summer he switched back to his right hand and has been shooting with his right hand all season. Right now he's 10 for 30 from three-point range. the other night against William & Mary, he was shooting with confidence, a confidence you didn't really see in him last year when he would take any kind of outside shot. So, you know, I think that bodes well for Carolina if someone else can kind of consistently be that second guy to look to. He'll keep defenses honest. He'll keep defenses from always hedging inside and collapsing on Bryce Johnson and Kennedy Meeks. And it could certainly open things up for Marcus Paige as well. So they definitely need somebody else to be consistent, a consistent outside shooter besides Marcus Paige.
You mentioned Carolina struggles from beyond the arc and trying to find another outside shooter aside from Marcus Paige, but it may surprise some people that Carolina, among ranked teams in the ACC, is not the worst. It's Louisville right now, and that actually leads into my last question here. How do you see this ACC season playing out with so many quality teams right at the top nationally, and it's an 18-game schedule with Louisville in the conference for the first time?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year, partly because of, you know, so many teams in the conference and not playing a true round-robin schedule. I mean, that was kind of the knock on Virginia last year, even though they won it. You know, people were criticizing the fact that they only played Duke once. They only played Carolina once, and that was in Charlottesville. And they only played Syracuse once, and that was also in Charlottesville. So they kind of got a favorable schedule last year. So I think that could factor in this year. When you have Louisville and Carolina play each other twice, and Carolina obviously played Duke twice. So I felt like Carolina has a tough row, you know, when it comes to their schedule. Not necessarily more tougher than, you know, everybody else, but it's definitely going to be a tough road to the title. But it'll just be interesting how it all shakes out. I mean, as I said, with those four teams at the top, Duke, I feel like have separated themselves from the rest of the conference in terms of Carolina, Duke, Louisville, and Virginia. And, you know, it's going to be critical for Carolina to keep that consistent play throughout. I mean, even setting the tone with this opener at Clemson on the road on Saturday, there's really not a lot of wiggle room on the schedule to kind of play around. So, because right after that, you have Notre Dame, a ranked team, coming in. Notre Dame has probably been the surprise of non-conference play in the ACC, the way they've emerged as a top 15 team. Then you have Louisville next weekend at home, and then you go to at NC State. So right off the top, three out of those top four games are going to be, I mean, and I'm not knocking Clemson like it's just a gimme, but right. I think those other three games, Notre Dame, Louisville, and NC State, will certainly be a lot tougher for Carolina. So it's going to get real quick on the Tar Heel schedule.
Absolutely, it will, and it's going to be interesting to see. Interesting slate tomorrow. That Virginia at Miami game is going to pique my interest a little bit, because there have been times during this non-conference season that Miami has looked terrible, namely against Eastern Kentucky. But then there have been those games like when they beat Florida and won a holiday tournament where they've looked very, very good. So that one should be interesting as well. Well, C.L. Brown, we thank you so much for your time. Again, you can look up C.L. Brown on ESPN. He talks about UNC basketball and the ACC extensively on ESPN. And also look him up on Twitter at C.L. Brown ESPN. C.L., have a great weekend and enjoy this conference season. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It is 8:28, and this report brought to you by The Vapor Girl.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is The Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
We went long with C.L. Brown there, so we're going to play our Chansky Sports Notebook. We'll have that coming up immediately following our local headlines. We'll have that at 8:40. Right now it's 8:30. And it's time now for weather that's brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. For today, cloudy skies, slight chance of rain this afternoon with highs in the upper, or rather lower, 50s. For tonight, cloudy, rain likely, mainly after midnight, lows around 40. Right now it's 45. This report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza, next to Whole Foods.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Searchers are finding more bodies from the Air Asia plane crash in the Java Sea. Correspondent Alan Pizzi in Indonesia says the count has tripled.
They pulled up another 21 bodies. That brings the total retrieved to 30.
Some of the recoveries may be telling for investigators.
At least one search and rescue official, Indonesian, has been quoted as saying some of the dead were still strapped in their seats.
The search for the plane itself has spread out because of the weather.
The sea is running as high as 15, 20-foot waves.
Once the fuselage is located, aviation analyst Mark Rosenker says
divers would be the first down there to begin searching for not only the additional victims that are in there and helping to recover them, but simultaneously looking for those black boxes.
The plane went down on Sunday after the pilot was denied permission to climb to a higher altitude because of bad weather. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 8:32 and 45 degrees. Jeff Hamlin substituting for Rod Studs on the WCHL Friday Morning News. We have reached the end of 2014, and as the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. And that continues today with number 6 on our list of top 10 news stories. 2014 saw the election of a new sheriff, the start of a new era of law enforcement in Orange County. And as it happens, that came at a time when millions across the country rose up to demand a new era of law enforcement nationwide. That voice found a home in Chapel Hill as well. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports on our number 6 story of the year, the local response to the events of Ferguson, Missouri.
Black Lives Matter!
Those are the voices of hundreds of UNC students gathered in the pit in December, not long after a Missouri grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Just one of many demonstrations that took place in our community, from UNC to the high schools to Peace and Justice Plaza and even on Franklin Street itself. And, of course, it wasn't just Ferguson. After yet another grand jury in New York returned a no indictment for a police officer accused in the choking death of Eric Garner, communities across America, including our own, saw an outpouring of frustration over what demonstrators described as justice too long denied.
It was just a very somber and real moment. You saw their pain on their faces.
They think people don't care. They think we're complacent with them telling us that black bodies don't matter. And we're saying that they do. We care. Something needs to be done about it.
People need to hear these stories. Planting seeds around here, like, this needs to get into people's minds. Tell them why we feel like this.
When we're being slapped in the face, don't expect us to just take it.
I'm not justifying the destruction of private property, but I definitely damn sure understand where they're coming from.
No violence in Chapel Hill, but as tensions rose across the nation, many police departments chose to confront demonstrators with riot gear, tear gas, and even military surplus vehicles, sparking an entirely different round of concerns about the apparent militarization of civilian police. Those concerns were echoed locally, especially after a New York Times report suggesting that law enforcement agencies in Orange County had acquired 6 military surplus vehicles, more than any other county in the state. That report turned out to be erroneous, but it sparked enough worry that Chapel Hill and Carrboro police each held public forums to show people where they stood on the matter. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue.
I am not a gun lover. I carry one for a living. I also respect your right to carry as many as you want, as long as that's legal to do that. But I will say this, I send men and women out into the street to encounter people who may have 50 of those 300 million guns in the backseat of their car.
There are a lot of issues here, and none of them have been resolved. Local police are being proactive about the use of body cameras, and they're committed to community policing as a high priority, but there are still lingering concerns about the diversity of our local police and serious concerns that people of color in our community are far more likely to be pulled over, searched, suspected, and arrested. It's our number 6 story of the year this year. There's a good chance it'll be a top story next year as well. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL. All throughout next week, we will continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year, and be on the watch for our annual Year in Review special that will air throughout the next couple of weeks. As we just talked about, the 19th-ranked UNC men's basketball team sits at 10-3 on the season, but is still in search of consistent play heading into its ACC opener. Tomorrow night's matchup against the 8-4 Clemson Tigers in the hostile atmosphere of Little John Coliseum will be no easy hurdle to clear. With a report, WCHL's Matt Oaks.
The Tar Heels are still uncertain with what exactly they've got. So far this season, they've shown bursts of the kind of athletic offense and lockdown defense that could rival nearly any team in the country. But then, UNC has also displayed vulnerability that the players and coaching staff say is stemming from a lack of focus and intensity. There could be no better time for Carolina to begin locking in for a full 40 minutes of basketball than conference season. Sophomore forward Kennedy Meeks, who's been the most reliable performer on an inconsistent squad up to this point, says he's bracing himself for the ACC grind ahead.
That's the toughest part of the year, honestly. Just the grind, seeing the same teams twice, and figuring out your plays, and being a lot more aggressive on defensive ends is going to be hard. We just got to overcome. We got to keep playing every play. You got to know that you're not going to hit all the shots. But you got to keep giving that effort to get back on defense and the offense will come.
Meeks even goes so far as to say the ACC gauntlet is tougher than having to face the undefeated and unanimous number one team in the land, Kentucky.
It's definitely tougher. Like I said, man, it's just the grind with the back-to-back games or seeing the teams twice. And that's as hard as it can get, seeing a team twice in a month and a half. So.
The Tar Heels have seen a lot of zone defense so far this season and will likely be seeing a few more teams adopt the formation against Carolina in the conference slate. UNC head coach Roy Williams says the big men like Meeks and Bryce Johnson need to be more active inside to free up shooters like Marcus Page and Justin Jackson.
I said at the start of the year I thought we'd get better as a shooter, and I think we have. We got to do a better job of moving against the zone. Kennedy and Bryce got to do a better job for sure, and the other guys too, because then the zone has to worry about those guys a little bit, and then you have more open outside shots as well.
The Tigers boast a trio of players averaging in double digits per game, including talented freshman Jerron Blossom Game, but UNC may get a heavy dose of Rod Hall, who's been knocking down 50% of his shots from behind the arc. Junior forward Bryce Johnson says he's under no illusions and knows any team in the ACC is capable of taking the Tar Heels down if they don't give every opponent their full attention.
It's a whole different ball game once you start ACC play. I mean, every night you have to bring it, and if you don't, you're going to get beat. So we just have to be ready to play with a lot more consistency than we have in the first 10-11 games. We just have to get ready for it and just have to go to practice and just listen to what the coaches are telling us, because I mean they're the ones that are going to help us get through it.
Coach Williams says he had hoped the sloppy mistakes and turnovers would have been all cleaned up by now, but nevertheless there's still plenty to focus on at practice.
It's hard to say. I think we've gotten better, but we made more mistakes tonight than I would hope we would make. Okay, I would hope that you'd get get rid of those mistakes, you know, 5 days, 4 days before the first conference game. So it'll be a big challenge for us and practice for us to focus on the things we need to focus on to get a heck of a lot better.
With games against top 25 ranked Notre Dame and Louisville on deck after the Clemson excursion, the Tar Heels are running out of time to get in peak form. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Countdown to tip-off will be on the air tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll have a one-hour edition of Countdown to Tip-Off leading up to the Tar Heel Sports Network right here on WCHL. And we'll have coverage of the Tar Heels versus the Tigers starting up at 8 o'clock. So again, Countdown to Tip-Off on at 6, the Tar Heel Sports Network on the air at 7, tip-off between Carolina and Clemson will be at 8. It'll be a full day of Carolina basketball. We hope you're ready. Again, we'll have Art Shansky Sports Notebook. We didn't have time to get it in back at 8:25, so we'll have it coming up here at 8:40. And we'll also have a commentary on the way from Walt Mack. Got lots more straight ahead here on the WCHL Friday Morning News.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was the Big Ten that saved the ACC from ultimate embarrassment. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Heading into the postseason bowl games, the two most maligned college football conferences by far were the ACC and the Big Ten. The ACC champion Florida State still made it into the first Final Four playoff after going 13-0, but having to stage dramatic comebacks in at least half of its games. The Seminoles showed they were only a shadow of their 2013 national championship team by getting routed and damn near humiliated by Oregon in the Rose Bowl semifinal. The performance was so bad on both sides of the ball that the critics who said FSU was overrated would have spent the entire offseason crowing about ACC football. Fortunately, many of those same critics will be too busy eating crow over what the Big Ten did on New Year's Day. The oldest conference in America that's supposedly too slow to be favored in any of its 11 bowl games, let alone the national semifinal, pulled three shocking upsets Thursday. The Wisconsin team that was routed 59-0 by Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game played under interim coach, athletic director Barry Alvarez, and stunned Auburn in overtime. Michigan State scored 21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to shock Baylor. But what the Ohio State University did to Alabama in the Sugar Bowl will be the talk of college football for the next 12 days until the first national championship game against Oregon kicks off. Ohio State, playing with its third-string quarterback, fell behind the top-ranked Crimson Tide 21-6 before scoring 28 unanswered points and holding on to upset Bama in a game as exciting as the Rose Bowl was comical. Urban Meyer, who won two national championships at Florida, now has a chance to win a third in his third season as coach of the Buckeyes in Columbus. And his hard-hitting, smartly coached team will at least think it has a chance against Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota and the Ultra Fleet Ducks. The Buckeyes showed speed in the running game and on defense that belies the Big Ten's reputation. And they out-hit an Alabama team that in retrospect was overrated beyond its superstar receiver Amari Cooper. The Crimson Tide aura can intimidate opponents and did early to Ohio State. But once the Buckeyes realized they could stay on the field with the Tide, they proved they deserve to be there. Unlike, of course, good old FSU. This is our chance for you. See ya.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Time now for traffic, and this report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. And with the traffic this morning, we go to Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Jeff. Looks pretty good on the roadways. No problems to report on Fordham Boulevard northbound as you head from Greensboro Street to 54. 15501 North also looks good from the Franklin Street merge to 40, and 40 eastbound a delay-free trip into RTP from 86 out to the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelburg.
Thank you very much, Nikki. And this report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. For today, cloudy skies, slight chance of rain this afternoon. Highs in the low 50s, the chance of rain this afternoon at 20%. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, mainly overnight, lows around 40. For tomorrow, rain likely again with highs in the mid-40s. For tomorrow night, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s. Temperature will rise into the lower 50s overnight. And then for Sunday, cloudy skies, a chance of showers during the morning. And then showers likely with scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon. It's going to feel pretty much like spring coming up on Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Right now it is 45 outside. This report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. We'll have the Wayne's Word of the Day. Don't call yet. We'll be calling out the word, and then you can call, and you can give yourself a chance to win. We'll have that coming up here in just a moment.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village. And I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area. So we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. No matter how sincere are our intentions, many New Year's resolutions are the human equivalent of the Ford Pinto and the Edsel, destined to failure. Like those ill-fated cars of yesteryear, resolutions are often poorly planned, overly ambitious, or ill-conceived. But fear of failure shouldn't impede anyone from trying. A willingness to fail without giving up is the key to success. Even the Wright brothers failed many times before they were able to perfect their flying machine so that it would ultimately succeed at Kitty Hawk. So here are some New Year's resolutions that the towns of Chapel Hill and Carborough and the University of North Carolina in Orange County might consider adopting. Let's start with managing our garbage and trash. The town of Chapel Hill and Orange County are somewhat like Congress. They prefer to kick the can down the road. In this case, transporting our solid waste down the road to Durham. Resolve to build a waste transfer plant, perhaps an incinerator, or even better, a methane-producing biofuels plant that reduces our garbage to a useful form of energy and keep our refuse here in Orange County. Then there's the decision on the proposed Obie Creek development that has been delayed time after time. Haven't we learned a lesson when we allowed Walmart and Tanger Outlet Mall to slip out of our grasp? Resolve to be proactive and business-friendly so that we can lure much-needed tax dollars to Orange County and provide relief to our already overburdened property owners. To UNC, resolve to make academics your number one priority. Relegate athletics to a secondary role and put a moratorium on raising tuition. Resolve, cull the herds of deer that pose a serious hazard to motorists and cause untold damage to property. Resolve, provide more parking in downtown Chapel Hill and put an end to predatory towing. Remember that life's most important achievements aren't the consequence of a whim. They require consistency, discipline, and planning. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And it's time now for the Word of the Day, presented by Franklin Street Realty. The Word of the Day is Perry. P-A-R-R-Y. Now, define the word of the day, and you will win. Perry is the word of the day, and it's the first word of 2015 that Wayne Pond has presented you. And I'd say it's a better word than flat dragon, quite honestly, the one that I had to make up on the spot yesterday. Actually, I didn't make up that word. That's an actual word. But this one, much more Wayne Pond certified. Perry, P-A-R-R-Y. Define the word of the day, and you will win. Give us a call, 929-WCHL, 919-929-WCHL, 919-929-9245. Give us a call and be a winner.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Teresa Keller Albin has devoted most of her life to helping people secure the basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. She initiated the development of the Caring and Sharing Center at St. Thomas More Catholic Church.
It started way back when we got transplant folks
over at UNC Hospital. They came having to wait for a transplant, and they were in an apartment but had no furniture, had no clothes, extras, very little food, supplies. So I started to piece together little this and little of that in our community and tried to help to make their life a little different while they were waiting for transplant. And then all of a sudden, we had a big influx of the Spanish and poor community, so it branched out into that. And one thing led to another, and everybody was pretty serious about it, so I got a new building.
She and the church are very closely involved with Habitat for Humanity and with the IFC.
Well, way back, we were at the partnership at Habitat for Humanity, so decided our church would help along with the Newman Center and Binkley and United Church of Christ. And together in partnership, we decided that we could help and each do fundraising to try to help to assist in buying, paying for supplies for a house. We got one done, so we did another. So I think we have about 15, 18 houses now.
I am so impressed when I look at all the things you do. I understand you're a chaplain. You minister to the sick and elderly at UNC hospitals and also in private homes and assisted living communities. Tell me what drives you to do this and to constantly help others.
That's just sort of my nature. I like to give. I like to see things better. That became very dominant in my life. Put a lot of energy into that. And then it reached out into a lot of our shut-in elderly at home and just carried my skills over into helping to make a difference.
Well, Teresa, thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you for your interest in our work.
Teresa Keller Albin was a teacher for 20 years. She's been in Chapel Hill for 33 years. For her longstanding commitment to the underserved, she's a recipient of the Chamber's 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award. And she's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
And congratulations to Scott Justice of Chapel Hill. Scott, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Now tell us what Perry means.
To defend against, such as in sword fighting.
That's right. It's in fencing or to evade, in which many people would watch Marcus Mariota and say that he was parrying against Florida State last night on several of his scrambles on quarterback draw plays. Would you
fair? Agreed.
Yes, absolutely. Did you watch a lot of football yesterday?
I did, sir.
All right. Well, that's great. What did you think of the game? Did you stay all the way up last night to watch the Ohio State win over Alabama?
Sorry to say I did not, and I wished I had.
Man, that was something. I tell you, I would have not believed that unless I had seen it myself, but what a dominant performance by that Ohio State offensive line and their running game. That was amazing.
Yes, sir.
Well, Scott, you are our winner here. Do you want us to mail you the prize here, or do you want to come out of the station and pick it up?
Mailing would be wonderful if you don't mind.
Okay, that'll be fine. Well, Scott lives in Chapel Hill, and thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for playing the word of the day, and we look forward to hearing from you, and congratulations.
Thank you, and a Happy New Year to you, sir, belatedly.
Right back to you, Scott. Happy New Year to you. Take care.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye. That is Scott Justice. He is the winner of today's Word of the Day contest. He joins Walt Mack as our Word of the Day winners for 2015, and as always, the Word of the Day is presented by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Right now, it is 8:57.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked HomeWatch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, HomeWatch caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Again, a reminder, tomorrow night we'll have Countdown to Tip-Off on the air at 6 o'clock leading up to UNC's first conference game of the year, the first of 18 conference games for Carolina as they go up against the Clemson Tigers at Little John. 1 hour edition of Countdown to Tip-Off. We'll have Aaron Keck, we'll have Matt Oakes, we'll have C.L. Brown, Eric Montrose, cast of thousands, as Ron Studs would say, on the air for Countdown to Tip-Off, and then the tip-off between the Tar Heels and the Tigers will be at 8. WCHL weather is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. For today, cloudy, slight chance of rain this afternoon with highs in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, mainly overnight, lows around 40. Right now, it is 45. This report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day, guaranteed to taste great. It's Cruisers. Good to go.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk.